Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jake Jones. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Colaway. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dave Philly. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Papish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Papish. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Felix Mackievich. Batting third. The right fielder, Tom McBride. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Hefner. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mickey Hefner. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Colaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Mackievich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackievich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Philly fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Colaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Colaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vernon. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Vernon steals second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman takes first base on ball 4. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Vernon moves to third. Christman moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Makovich, who is chasing the ball. Philly reaches third base with a triple. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields it and has Philly trapped. Hefner throws to third, and Yost tags Philly for the out. Dickey moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Makovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Dickey moves to third. Papish moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Makovich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Makovich reaches second base with a double. Case moves to third. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. McBride hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. McBride reaches second base with a double. Case scores. Makovich scores. It's 2-0, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vernon bunts in front of the plate. Dickey fields it and throws to first for the out. McBride moves to third. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Christman hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Senators. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Callaway. The throw from Evans and he is out. Christman applying the tag. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner bunts towards third. Philly fields it and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to second. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Case hits a pop-up towards first. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McBride throws the ball into Christman, who tags Dickey trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 0-for-1 in the game. Papish hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Felix Mackievich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackievich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mackievich strikes out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McBride takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty strikes out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Christman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Christman reaches second base with a double. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Evans takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a pop-up towards first. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Philly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Case hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Makovich hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McBride takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dickey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Makovich. Dickey reaches second base with a double. Floyd Baker pinch runs for George Dickey. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 0-for-2 in the game. Papish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baker scores. It's White Sox, 2, Senators, 2. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-3 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Evans and he is safe. Tucker steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tucker moves to third. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Earl Harris now pitching. Joe Stevenson now catching. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 3 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Christman moves to second. Buddy Lewis pinch hits for Eddie Yost. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis strikes out. Two outs. Stan Spence pinch hits for Mickey Hefner. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Milo Candini now pitching. Sherry Robertson now playing third base. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris bunts in front of the plate. Evans fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 4 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mackiewicz. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Harris scores. Stevenson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Case strikes out. One out. Joe Grace pinch hits for Felix Mackiewicz. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace strikes out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. McBride hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.